Here's your QCCR news update. I'm Rick Conrad.
Look at the view.
Making dreams come true.
Amazing. This is perfect.
I'm blown away.
At any price.
We got a house.
Oceanfront property hunt.
Elizabeth and Ryan Brown knew they wanted to get out of Ontario, and they knew they wanted to buy a house on the water in Nova Scotia. But what they didn't expect when they began their search was to be featured in an internationally broadcast television show, too. The Queens County couple's quest will be featured in the new A&E show Oceanfront Property Hunt this coming Saturday afternoon. Produced by Halifax-based Ocean Entertainment, the show follows a different couple per episode as they look for an oceanfront home. Two episodes are broadcast back-to-back beginning at 1 p.m.
Ocean Entertainment was great. The crew was great. They were a lot of fun to work with. I feel like it wasn't reality. Like, I feel like it was our pretend life. Like, we're on TV and this is bananas.
But we were actually doing it.
But it was actually our life. So, yeah. And it was a lot of fun.
I got to do it because I was told I was doing it.
The couple has organized a community watch party at Route 3 Cellar Tap Room and Grill in Liverpool for Saturday afternoon.
Ideally, we'll have the show on like all their TVs and stuff so that everyone can watch it with us. And I will be hiding under a table if it goes sideways. So on the 15th, we'll be seeing it fresh with everybody else. So, yeah. I'm a little nervous.
The Browns applied to be on the show after their Halifax-based realtor told them about it. She had been cast on the show, but the producers also wanted some of her clients to apply.
I decided that we would apply for casting.
Yes. I got told that, hey, we're going to do a video for this and, kind of apply to get on this TV show. And I was like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess we're doing this.
The 45-year-old's booked time off work for the 12-hour-a-day, 4-day shoot last summer. Producers followed the couple around Queens County on their search for waterfront houses. The episode also features some local hotspots like the Quarterdeck Resort on Somerville Beach. They're sworn to secrecy about which house they chose and even where until the show airs. But they're more than happy to talk about how they feel about the move to Queens County from Kitchener.
I wish we'd done it years ago.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I love it. I wouldn't change a thing. I love our life here. I love our house. The people we've met have been great.
Yeah, our neighborhood is great. Our friends are great. Our neighbors have been awesome with helping us get settled in.
Yeah, we're on the beach probably 2 to 3 times a week.
Right? Like all of the things that we were looking for in an oceanfront property, in what we wanted to get out of being in Nova Scotia, we're getting. And it's freaking awesome.
The couple has high praise for the producers and the overall experience, especially the short-term star treatment that came along with it.
And it was a lot of fun. It's a lot of work.
It was like having a little army follow you around. And
let's be honest, you missed the snack girl.
Yeah, like one of the assistants was like the snack girl. And so literally all I had to say is like, I'm kind of hungry. And she would appear. And I have some dairy allergies. So she would appear with a selection of things that I can eat. And it was wonderful. I'm like, can I keep you?
Two episodes of Oceanfront Property Hunt featuring Queens and Lunenburg counties air on A&E on Saturday beginning at 1 p.m. Atlantic. The episode featuring the Browns search airs at 1:30. Episodes are also available on Apple TV. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.